Welcome to the Local Cinema Studios podcast. We bridge the gap between academia and filmmaking. For the past 3 years, we've done a big project called the Get On Set Initiative, where we produce a feature film. This initiative provides on-set opportunities for students and recent graduates under the mentorship and guidance of industry professionals. We strive to engage the community and build a collaborative, ensemble-minded culture as we tell authentic stories of the South. Today's guest is Piper Collins. I met Piper last year working on the Grand Strand film. I was immediately impressed by her acting, and as our friendship grows, I constantly admire the perspective she brings to the world and how she shows up every day with kindness. As an actor, Piper Collins is known for The Tomorrow War, Jungle Cruise, and the Shock Losers Survive Camp Analog. As a writer, we're currently producing her first screenplay, Goody. We talk a little bit about that and a lot about acting in today's podcast. Please enjoy. All right, today we have Piper Collins, who is going to talk about her experience as an actor and then getting into screenwriting and writing her own role for herself. So, Piper, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Piper. I don't know how to introduce myself. I'm not good at that. I'm Piper. I'm from Atlanta. I'm an actor. And now technically a writer, I guess. Working on it.
You are.
Okay.
We're producing your first screenplay.
Right.
Piper wrote the feature film that Local Cinema Studios is doing this year, and we're excited to bring that story to life. But I know that you were an actor first, so let's start there. What sparked your interest in acting, and how did you get into it?
Well, when I was a kid, my mom would put my brother and I in, like, just different things to, you know, see what we wanted to do, but also, like, daycare kind of situation. And she put me in, like, a theater camp where you, like, had to do a play. And I thought I was really good, so I kept going. And eventually, like, I started, like, begging her to put me in acting classes, like, actual acting classes. Because when I was 5, I went to this place by my house. And my brother quit, so I quit. And, yeah, but then I was like, okay, put me back. And it took some convincing, but she finally signed me up to go back there. Very lucky. It's, like, 5 minutes from my house. But, yeah, and that place was great for, like, meeting people, learning stuff, but also, like, pushing you in the right direction, like, helping you figure out how to get an agent and, like, get headshots and, like, take the actual, like, right steps instead of just, like, okay, well, just audition and go for it. Like, I think taking it slow is kind of important if you want to do it right, because I think it's important to make a good impression in this industry, you know? I mean, it works for some people to kind of just go for it, but I wanted to do it right. So it took some time, but then I booked my first thing at 15 without an agent. I had an agent, but then I didn't have an agent. And then I booked something. So, yeah. And now it's been just a slow process, auditioning and, you know, it ebbs and flows, right?
Yeah. So what are some of those right steps that you took that you're glad you did instead of trying to navigate it yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I think taking acting classes is, like, super, super important. And a lot of people don't do it. Not just to, like, be a better actor. I mean, that is great, and that's important, and I think you will learn a lot. People don't think you will, but you will. But also to meet people in this industry who, like, know how it works. Not just that they book, but, like, they know what's going on behind the scenes. They know people. They know producers. They know, like, how the industry itself, like, functions, like, as a machine. And I think learning that stuff as an actor is important, even if you're not involved in that stuff, like, to know what goes on set beyond just your role. Like, you need that information. And I think if you don't want to be completely lost, it's good to know as much as you can. So yeah, definitely taking acting classes. I highly recommend. But also just, like, the basics of, like, knowing what Actors Access is and other, like, you know, breakdown sites and headshots, and yeah, knowing what an agent is, how to get one, getting the right one, but then also meeting people who will support you. Like, I mean, I'm only speaking from the South. So here it's very supportive. And I, like, don't think I would continue to do this if I didn't have, like, my group of people who keep pushing you to do it, you know, because you're all in the same boat. And it's also, like, so genuine. Like, no one's jealous ever. You know what I mean? It's always good and positive. And I don't know why you wouldn't want that. Gotta have friends, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have friends. I love that. I mean, that's why I do it. I get to work with my best friends and do creative projects.
Yes, you do.
I think you hit on something really important, too, that, like, any industry, what's important is having that network and the network that an agent can bring, and also having the shared vocabulary, shared language around how do we talk about this, how do we find the right pieces. So that is such valuable information. When you talk about your community, how have you built your community that supports each other?
I mean, I've been very lucky. Like, I've kind of stuck with the same people for most of my career, I guess. And we're a nice little, like, bubble. Really, it's, like, centered around my acting coach, Richard Hempton. Shout out to him. He knows everything. He's been in this industry his entire life. But he... I mean, I've been taking classes with him for years and years. I think I met him when I was, like, 13 or something. So we all kind of are surrounded around him. But, yeah, it's a good group of people. And I think, like, they've helped me a lot. They always give me advice when I need advice. And we all care about each other, like, in terms of what we're doing. Every, you know, week at acting class, like, we're always asking, like, what auditions have you done? Have you submitted for anything? Or, like, whatever. And it keeps you accountable and also just keeps you motivated to keep going, because it's hard in this industry. You know, it's tough. So, yeah, I think it's important to, like, have a group of people, because, like, if you're just doing it on your own, like, you're going to get burnt out so fast.
Yeah. Absolutely. This industry has a lot of highs and lows, and I think...
Yeah.
The last, I want to say two, but honestly, more years than that yeah. have really shown those highs and lows.
Yeah.
So what are some of the challenges you face, and how do you manage the highs and lows of the industry?
Yeah. I mean, it is a lot of, like, rejection. Not in a, like, you don't hear the word no a lot. It's just a lot of silence. And I think some people really struggle with that. I've had moments of struggling with that. I've gotten pretty good at, like, distancing myself from, like, roles and stuff. And, like, when I do an audition, 5 minutes later, it's completely gone from my brain, and the next day, like, someone will ask me about it, and I'll be like, I have no clue what it was. I don't remember the lines. I don't remember the character. I don't remember any of it. So I think that's actually a pretty good tool, because if you don't learn to do that, like, you're gonna get really upset after a while. But every once in a while, you know, like, a role will come along that you get really attached to. Sometimes, like, movement, like, if you get a callback and then another callback, or you get pinned and the director says, you know, oh, I really like you, I'm trying to find a place for you or something, and then nothing happens. Like, that gets pretty hard, and that happens a lot over and over and over again. And then you think, like, it builds, like, that, like, oh, well, this is good progress, but it's not really progress, like... It's just a thing that happened, and then you're right back where you started, you know? And that's been tough. But it's, like, acting is the thing I care the most about, and the thought of not doing it is way more painful than, like, the actual pain of the industry itself, you know? So I think if it's something that you really, 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 really want, then it's worth it. It's worth the time and the money and... the pain. So, yeah, it's just about finding what you like and if it's worth it to you. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds like following your own passion and also having that internal confidence and that external support group to keep going through it.
For sure.
Because silence can sometimes be harder.
It's pretty hard.
Than yeah. yeah. a no.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get used to it, because that's how it works, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had a memorable breakthrough in your career that you can think of that broke through that silence?
I mean, I guess there's, like, roles and stuff that, like, feel better than others or, I don't know, or bigger than others. You know, like, first time working on a soundstage was really exciting, and, like, seeing something that I'd never seen before was really cool, and, like, yeah, it was like, oh, I'm finally doing something. But then, again, you just, like, don't go back to it. So, honestly, I feel like the breakthroughs are, like, getting, like, a really tough rejection and then bouncing back. Like, that's, like, I think more important. Because there's no guarantees, like, in this industry. And, like, that doesn't – I don't mean that in a negative way. Like, there is always going to be work at some point, and you'll find your place. Because, like, with my group of friends, like, they make movies. They put me in their movies. You know what I mean? Like, you'll find something. You'll find a place to, like, be here, you know?
Totally. And then thinking about that, talking about your friends making places for you in their film, you made a place for you in your film.
I did.
I want to hear more about that.
yeah, I mean, you kind of have to fight for yourself in this industry because there's no... I mean, you can, like, learn as much as you can learn. You can get the right headshots and you can get the right agent and you can do, like, all the right things. But at the end of the day, like, booking a job is so dependent on what other people think of you. And usually the people that are deciding to pick you are people who are looking at the money. And that is hard because it's not about how skilled you are sometimes. It's about the way you look and, like, can you bring in an audience and are you a name? Like, are you already famous? Yeah, so with this, like, writing my own script, I mean, I always kind of knew I would write my own stuff eventually. It was just more like, will I be able to find the money or, like, what I, you know, to ask people to, like, do something for me. It's hard, you know? But then, yeah, I don't know. Writing this was a good thing for me to finally do it. I feel like I've been putting it off for so long. And it's nice to, like, feel like I have a little bit of control in my career, like, beyond just, oh, I did an audition and will they pick me, will they not? Like, it's a little bit, I'm a little bit more, like, tied into it, you know, beyond just being an actor. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said that you've always known that you want to write. Do you feel compelled to writing as much as acting, or do you think that the writing's more a byproduct of, I want to act, I'm going to create a role for myself?
Yeah, I mean, I think I loved writing first as a child, but, like, they never, like, in school, they never let us write anything fun. And so I think I kind of forgot about that at some point, that I liked doing it. Because, you know, every essay you write in school is, like, arguing about something you don't actually care about. But then with acting, I don't know, it was, like, I saw other people writing their own stuff, and I was like, oh, I could do that one day. And then I started writing outside of this, writing my own, like, stories, not scripts. But, yeah, I think that was, like a resurgence of, like, oh, yeah, I do actually really like this thing, and I haven't had the chance to do this ever. But then I realized, oh, I can just write. Like, no, I don't have to be assigned something to do something. Like, I can just do it for myself. And if it goes somewhere, it goes somewhere. If it doesn't, whatever. I can still do it. And I can still find joy in that. So, I don't know. I think I love them kind of equally. I don't know. I feel like acting is my main thing. But writing also, if, like, all I could do was write and acting wouldn't work out, I think I would still be fulfilled.
I mean, we received several submissions for a script this year. And we read all of them. And yours was obviously the one we picked because we're creating Goody, which is your first screenplay. And one thing that really stood out to the panel of folks who read it is how relatable it is to Goody's emotions and different things she's experiencing in life and how beautiful it is. And one thing Local Cinema Studios really strives for is to tell those authentic stories in the South. And I think it's great that you grew up here and you wrote what you knew in a story that otherwise wouldn't be told, but yeah, is so important for people to connect with, and it's beautiful. I think that's obviously why we picked it. And so I'm curious what inspired you to write Goody.
I mean, the pieces had been there for a while, like, and I didn't know. I kind of thought certain parts of it would be their own story, but then when I decided to write a script, it was like, oh, I have all these pieces, I kind of can just put them together. And the first thought was really like, you know, write what you know, that's what everyone says, because it wasn't like I had all this time to, like, you know, create a whole new world and figure out the details of that, because, like, I like doing that, but it takes years to do that. So to write from a place, you know, you don't have to plan as much, don't have to think as much, and you can put the pieces together pretty quickly because it already exists to you in some way. So it was weird. I was just, like, sitting down. I was going to watch a pilot episode of some show with my parents, and, like, right before it, I saw the script submission post, and I was like, I turned to my mom and I was like, what if I did this? I could just do it. Like, there's nothing to lose. I could just do it. And she was like, you should. And then in that episode, it was like an hour, I zoned out the entire thing, didn't watch it. But there were, like, images of, like, a cornfield or something. And I was like, ah, grass. Like, this would be beautiful and great. And I just, like, came up with the plot beginning to end. And right when we finished, I turned back to my mom and I was like, I got it. I'm doing it. And I did it. I think I started that night.
You came up with it in an hour?
Yeah. Yeah. What? It was, yeah. But it was fun. I mean, I don't know. I just, instead of watching the show, I watched my own show in my brain, you know?
You created your own show.
Yep.
I'm like, this is what I want to watch today.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what this is. Like, it's not just, like, my dream role as an actor, but, like, it's, I kind of don't really care what other people think, because it's a movie that, like, if I wasn't in it, I would love it and watch it, you know? I probably won't be able to watch it because I'm in it, but if I wasn't, I would watch it probably over and over again and love it. So that's also what it is, you know what I mean? I think you have to create things that you like, you know, not just, like, what other people think at all. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
What about it? What do you want to keep watching, or what keep pulling you to it?
I think I love really complex, like, female characters that aren't just, like, this is the frame of this human. Like, it's more just, like, you can look at them and understand, like, why they do this exact thing, and you can relate to it in your own way. I just think that's way more interesting to watch. I think also, like, the aesthetics of the film and, like, just the general tone and, like, feeling is so, like, warm, and it kind of hits you, like, right in the chest. And, like, those kind of movies are the things that, like, they, even though the movie itself is, like, kind of dramatic and, like, emotional and whatever, like, there's a sense of comfort there. I think, like, the movies that I watch over and over again, even if they make me sad or whatever, they bring me comfort in some way. And that's why I watch them over and over again, is because they don't stress me out. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, there's something there that makes you feel good or seen or comfortable or whatever it is. So I think that's what this is. I hope it is for other people.
Yeah, I agree. And I felt that from when I first read the script. And that's one thing that I was excited about with it, is having the female protagonist. I've been reading a lot about the stats in the industry. Yeah. There isn't as much opportunity for female actors as male actors. There's just not the same amount of roles and not the same amount of speaking lines.
Or the same kind of roles. Like, I feel like most women on screen are, like, just walking stereotypes, you know?
Yeah.
But men usually get the chance to, like, be humans, which is interesting.
Yeah. And so I was really drawn to this and could relate to some of the feelings Goody has, and guilt in her life and navigating a complex world. And when I read it, I started to build the images in my head and the relationships in my head. And so I'm curious for you what it's like having written it, built that scenery in your head, and now you're kind of handing it off to Zoe Lubick, who's the director of it, and Vaughn, who's the DP, and they're taking that world and creating it while you're acting in it. How does that feel?
Oh, it's, like, so weird. There's, like, when I'm on set, like, I kind of am in just my actor brain, and I'm like, oh, it's just another set. But every once in a while, I'll, like, look at someone, like a character, and I'm like, whoa, you were in my head just a month ago, and now you're, like, a real person right in front of my face. And it's, like, it's really weird. Like, I wish I could do this with every, you know, book I read or whatever. That's what it feels like, is, like, a book character is right in front of me. And I know I wrote it, but, like, it still feels that way, and it's really shocking. Like, I don't know. It's like literally watching like a fake person right in front. Like, they're 3D now, and it's like, oh, it's so weird, but it's also so, like, surreal that I did that. Like, I created something that's now in front of my face. Like, it's a weird sense of power to it. Like, how did I do that? I don't know. Like, it's so weird. And I'm so grateful for you guys, of course, and anyone who's, like, really putting in the work for this. I mean, everyone is, and Zoe and Vaughn, like, to put the visuals to it. It's so, yeah, and it, I mean, that's what this career is and this industry is. It's so collaborative. So this is not a me thing. I don't feel that way at all. Like, this is all everyone coming together to do something. So, yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool.
I love that. It kind of, as you were talking about it, made me feel like you had this imaginary friend and you got to
I know, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. I was looking at Cassidy and Charlie, but they were like being Emma and Scott, and they were like walking into the church, and I was like, they're real. Like, it's so weird. I like, shocked me.
Hello.
Hello, you're here.
I've been waiting for you. That's awesome. Is it challenging at all if things don't match?
For sure, yeah. How does that feel? I think I have such a specific vision in my head of what the story looks like what the buildings look like and the layout of a room. And even that is, like, kind of jarring a little bit. And, you know, some of the blocking isn't what I imagined. And that is weird. Like, it does... It feels, but it's like, it's a good thing. Like, it's not a negative thing. It's just, I have to rewire what the story looks like, and that's okay. And, like, there's, it's going to be better than what I was picturing. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it is weird. And there's, like, a readjustment that I have to do where I'm like, wait, this isn't it. And then it's like, no, it is, because it is, you know what I mean? Like, that this is what it is because that's how we're doing it. And, yeah, it's been interesting because I don't think I ever, with other roles, like, I don't spend that much time thinking about what it's going to look like. I mean, a little bit, but, you know, you don't have control over that usually as an actor. And with this, it's basically the same, except I had a very specific vision in my head. So, yeah, it's been weird, but I think we're doing a good job of matching things in some ways, but also finding, like, new, exciting things.
And you mentioned that, the collaboration. That's what I love about filmmaking. And when I go to set, I have to sit back. And it's so cool to see 35, 40 people all working together to make one thing happen. And it's so important, from the lead roles like you and Dustin to the director, and also the PAs and people who are making sure we're fed and taken care of and taking out the trash. And it truly takes everyone, and everyone also, from their personality and how they show up on set, influences the film in some ways.
Yeah, and I just feel like there's no other industry like that, really. Like, even in art, but anything. Like, there's just no place where people come together in this way, like, where you have to, like, be so aligned, but also, like, put your feelings behind, or, like, speak up for yourself. And you know what I mean? Like, there's such, like, it's a weird, like, web where every person matters so much, and somehow it works. Like, you don't think it will. Like, you have that many people who are all creative in some way. And sometimes it gets a little rocky, but, like, at the end of the day, you do it and it works. Like, it's just, it's weird. It feels like something that shouldn't happen at all, but it does, you know? Yeah. Crazy. Yes.
It always feels magical.
Yeah.
Every movie, I'm just like, that was magic.
Yeah.
That we made this happen, because there were so many bumps along the road where we're like...
And it's every day. Every single day there's a bump. There's not a single day where it goes exactly how it's supposed to go. But yeah. Then it ends up being, like, better because of it. You know what I mean? I think that's, like, a part of the, like, reward of it. It's not just like, oh, you did a job. You did something that, like, you had to fight for so hard. And then it works. You know what I mean? And yeah. It just makes it so much better knowing that, like, the people behind it tried so hard, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think the most special part, well, I shouldn't say the most, it's also special in its own way, but that feeling when you're all in the theater for the first time, watching what you yeah. created, being like, we did this.
We did that. And we did it together. Yeah. It's so crazy. Like, it's so unselfish. All yeah. of it.
Everyone's giving so much of themselves. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most surprising collaborations or way of collaborating that you've seen?
Hmm.
Is there anything that stands out?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is a great example of that just because I'm in a different... I'm seeing it differently. Like, I'm not just on set seeing what I'm, you know, eavesdropping in on or whatever. Like, I'm a little bit more included in the conversation, so I am getting more information and I see more. I feel like, I mean, just, like, seeing how you guys put together a team of people and how they kind of are now clicking together and it all makes sense. Like, that's really interesting that you guys were able to do that just based on some interviews. You know what I mean? I think that's great. And I feel like you guys as a team, like you and Dustin, Sadie, the way that you guys work together is so interesting. I mean, you guys are friends, but like that, I mean, that has to bring challenges in some ways, but like that is so, I mean, the fact that you created this company is so cool and I don't know, there's so much there. And I feel like every project you've done has probably felt this way in some, I don't know, because you're not just doing it because you're like, I mean, you guys are producers, but you're not doing it for money. You know what I mean? Like, that's not normal, you know? And I don't know. I think you guys create things that the actual set itself is what's beautiful. It's not even just the movie or, you know, the outcome or what people think or what an audience thinks. Like, it's here. It's this moment that's, like, so important, you know?
Yeah. We have a mantra that we say all the time that's the process and the product.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the process of making the film is just as important to us as making
definitely
the product of yeah. the film, because...
And that's how it should be. I wish that's how every project was, you know? It should be that way. I mean, yeah. we're the ones working. Like, it should be, yeah. We should find a joy in this moment.
I'm curious, because you've been on several sets, and you were on a local cinema set last year and this year. And this year, as a writer, you get a little more behind the scenes. But how do these sets feel similar or different to other sets that you've been on?
Yeah, I mean, every set is so different. I mean, even this is different from the Grand Strand, you know? Like, it's just always, it's never going to be the same. I mean, I've been on sets where, like, I've had to change in a grip truck or, like, I've been on sets where I have my own honey wagon and, like, I don't know, it's always so different and there's always good things and there's always bad things. Sometimes some sets, you get on there, you get dressed immediately, you get right on set and then you're done and you go. And then sometimes you're there for hours and hours and hours just sitting around waiting. I think, honestly, like, these, your sets are kind of like the good balance, in my opinion, where it's like, there's, like, the messy parts of it, but they're, like, still fun because, like, everyone's so, like, close and, I don't know, everyone's so happy all the time. Like, even when it gets rough, like, people are still friends and I don't know. And then there's also, like, the structure that's good. Like, I sometimes sets just don't have that. They don't have, like, here's where you park. This is who you talk to. Like, you will have someone who knows who you are and they'll tell you where to go and, like, it will be fine. Because sometimes you show up on set and it's just, like, chaos or people are, even the big ones, like, people are moving around and you have no idea who anyone is because they don't tell you. They don't tell you who the AD is. You just know that you probably need to find them if you want to figure out where to go. Or you'll just, like, ask around endlessly because there's, like, literally 100 people in front of you. And it's just, like, yeah, you're never given information on, like, how to know what to do. And I've always been so lost on set. But this is, like, the good, perfect balance where it's, like, joy and fun, and like there's a like a loose messiness to it, but then there's also the structure that makes it like not actually stressful. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, good. We try. We try. We learn every year too. We've learned a lot every year. And we start, I think it helps a lot. We start with an orientation week so everyone can get to know each other, learn their role, also learn other roles on set. And I think you kind of touched on this, but it's so important to know what all the pieces are on set, no matter what role you have. And I think it also helps everyone build a lot of respect for the different positions because everyone is working incredibly hard. And that might look different for different roles. And so then being able to see, okay, that person's sitting, but they also had a 12-hour day before this.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's, like, what's helped me so much as an actor is, like, I mean, just from the first project I did, like, I cared so much about everything. I watched everything. I listened to every conversation that I could. And, like, since the very beginning, I've been learning about other roles. Not that I necessarily want to pursue those roles. I don't want to do them. But, like, I understand enough just based on watching or talking to people. And, like, sometimes some actors show up on set, they do their job, and that's it. Like, they don't pay attention to anything. And, like, I think that they're missing out on, like, actually, like, important information that actually helps you as an actor. Like, if you're on set and something is happening, like, you need to know if you need to move out of the way, like, and whatever. Like, there's information that you need to have, and I think that some actors just don't have because they don't try to care about those things. But, like, it is important, and it's also interesting. Like, I think you need to care, and it comes across that way. Like, so, I mean, you talk to PAs, and, like, the first day, like, they act like they're terrified of you because they have had bad experiences with actors. You know what I mean? Like, because some actors just don't see it that way. As, like, I mean, I look at a PA, and I think that their job is honestly more important than mine. Like, it is. And so, I don't know. There's so much to learn. Also, it's interesting. I don't know. Like, it's fun. Like, I don't want to be a grip, but I think their job is cool and crazy. And, like, so, I mean, they're all buff. Like, they're so, you gotta be strong to do that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. There's so much to learn.
So much to learn. What do you think are some of the most important things that actors should learn?
I mean, I would say pay attention to, like, any of the conversation that's happening around the camera, like, where the camera's gonna be and why, like, the choices are being made. Or, like, if there is a problem going on, it's not that you need to help or whatever, but to, like, know why that problem is happening and then, like, what the solution is and who exactly is helping with that problem. Like, a lot of the time that information, like, actually does affect you as an actor, like, where you're gonna be, and, like, it's just good to know, and also not to be sitting there asking questions all the time because people don't have time for that to, like, answer your question. If you can just answer it for yourself, you're helping things move along so much faster. Like, a lot of the time, like, some information, like, actually is important for me to know. Like, I like to know where I have to be, and I can just do that for myself without having to, like, ask someone to help me. I've just made their job so much quicker, you know what I mean? Also, it's, like, it feels good to know things. Like, I didn't know what continuity was until I booked my first thing and immediately was like, oh, this is a thing that I have to care about. And now I care about it and I actively think about it every time I'm on set. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. There's so much. Every job, it's important because it, at the end of the day, like, it relates to what's happening on screen.
And I imagine you always want the product to be good because the product also reflects you. So right. Thinking of continuity, that's so important to get important. A good movie. And you want a good movie.
It is important.
You kind of touched at this, but I think we can end with, I'm trying to end with everyone, just asking what advice you would give to aspiring actors and screenwriters who are just starting out.
Yeah. I mean, if this is what you want, like, truly, truly want, like, it's the thing you care about the most, then you have to go for it. Like, that's all that we have in life. There's no time to just, like, I don't know, do the thing that you should do. You should do the thing that you want to do because what else are we doing, you know? But also, like, with that being said, if there's something else that you're just so passionate about, like, do that. You know what I mean? This career is rough. But also, it's like, if you do want to go for this, like, just know that beforehand. I think it will help. But then once you do decide that this is what you want, like, just give it your all. Be patient. Don't take, like, the easy route. Don't try to book immediately. Like, just take it slow. It's okay. Like, things are going to move slow regardless. Like, even if your first thing going into this is like, oh, I'm going to do an audition right now. Like, and even if you book that first thing somehow, like, eventually you're going to get to a point where you're like, oh, this is slow. So take it slow. Take acting classes. Take any class. I mean, take a writing class. Do whatever. Meet as many people as you can. I mean, I'm shy, but I try my best, you know? Network. But, like, yeah, just be patient and put care into it and know that, like, there is a lot that you have to put into this. It's not just standing in front of a camera. Like, there's so much effort and so much money, too. Like, that's important to know. I think some people don't realize that, like, it takes a lot of energy and support, too. Like, I honestly don't think I could have done this without my parents or, like, the people I've met. Like, it takes a lot mentally and also physically and also financially. Like, there's just a lot that you have to put into it. Like, any career, like, I mean, it's like going to college, putting in all that money into getting a degree. Like, it's just like that. So if it's what you want, then go for it. Just be prepared. But also, like, be nice to yourself and be nice to other people. Support other people. Don't be jealous. There's no room for that. Because if you're a jealous person, it's going to be rough. Because people get what you want, and you should be happy for them. Because they'll be happy for you when it happens for you. That's what you want to happen, so.
Love that. I agree. There's no need to be jealous, because the better we all are.
I know, like, we're all working together, you know what I mean? And you want to be the person that someone says, oh, I know this person, and they're so nice. You know what I mean? They're so good. Like, that means a lot, you know what I mean? It's not just about your skill. Like, you can be the best actor, but if you're a bad person, people aren't going to recommend you to work with, you know? I mean, I've heard things about people. If you do something bad to someone on set, like, it will get around eventually, and eventually you're not going to have a career anymore. It doesn't matter if you're a great actor. Like, people don't want to work with mean people, you know? So, yeah, be nice. I mean, that goes for anything. Be a nice person. We got one life. Just be nice.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's such a good ending note. Just be nice. I think about that all the time of, you know, we bring certain people back every year, and you just want to work with good people.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Be nice.
Be nice.
Piper, thank you so much for your time today. I have loved getting to work with you for the last 2 years, and it was fun to get more insight to your journey. So thank you for your kindness, and I'll see you on set tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you for joining this conversation. Follow us on social media at Local Cinema Studios or visit our website, localcinemastudios.com, to see our current projects and find out how to collaborate with our team. If you enjoyed this podcast and can think of someone else who might as well, please share it. This podcast was produced for Local Cinema Studios by Amanda Grupp and John Buttrell.